details.
Seven half of the hour, the Doug Steffen Danger Zone for Thursday, the 24th of March. Let's see who's more dangerous than me. Could be Mr. McFadden, who's at the controls. We have a brand new video stream, which you might enjoy if you were used to watching the video before. Rich has actually done quite a creative, kind of a crafty engineering job of putting his video and my video together.
It looks
on
good.
The stream, and it looks pretty good. Roberta's going to be able to see some of my chest hair. This
oh,
way.
I'm there so, you know. So excited. Yeah. Oh, my God.
One step closer to becoming a television show, Dudley.
There it is, Richie. You're right. I sent some of the other stuff to my new connection at Rebel Entertainment in Los Angeles.
Oh.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. Richie's at the controls, and Michael's taking your calls at 800-510-82551. Big happy family, Roberta Fasanelli. Is recovering. She's recovering from yesterday, which was a recovery from the day before.
Right.
Which was a recovery from the day before that.
Exactly.
So, I don't know how dangerous she is today. Jennifer Horn, always danger, ma'am. You remember the old, there was a TV show called Secret Agent. And
Secret Agent.
Yeah. But Johnny Rivers in the theme sang about how dangerous. He was really dangerous. I think that Jennifer could be dangerous.
I am.
I know I am.
I know you are. Yeah, but not in the same. Not the two of you necessarily in the same way. Thanks very much.
Two of us together. Woo.
Yeah, we do have a good time.
So Roberta went to see a play last night. We're going to spend time on Elizabeth Taylor for sure. No time on Libya. No time on Japan. There's nothing. I heard an interview last night, Richie.
Yeah.
That was so damning.
On the radio or television?
On the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So damning of the news media coverage of this whole event. Matter of fact, I think the radioactive stuff.
Oh, okay.
And the impact, the irresponsibility. I know, and I apologize because there's so many things going on. You just look at the headlines.
I try to clarify you, boss.
I know. You listen to the same station.
Yeah.
I can listen to the same news station for half an hour and hear conflicting reports on what's really happening.
Yeah. So how do you know?
With regard to the nuclear...
But don't you like to hear that? Because then you get many sides of the story.
Well, yeah, but in that circumstance, that's different than, some political opinion piece about whether Obamacare is any good or not.
Exactly.
This is life and... Obamacare is supposed to be life and death.
There's no opinion on radioactive nuclear release, okay?
Well, what it's telling you is that people don't know what's going on.
Well, hello.
Duh.
But that's the whole point. And yet you hear all of these stories about what a major catastrophe it is. I mean, let's face it. It sure isn't good for Japan, and it sure isn't good for the Japanese people, and isn't good for Japanese business. It's going to, in a manner of speaking, you don't like to necessarily take it apart like this, but European and American automakers are going to have an increased influence on what's sold because they just can't, the plants that were in this area, or plants pretty much anywhere, the parts that are supplied to them,
the water
there
used
or here,
to fuel the factories.
That is, just they have no electricity in the northern part of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
The business of that island nation is going to be tremendously affected for a while. We were talking earlier today.
It is the most expensive natural catastrophe in history.
Right. And it isn't because of the radiation, but that's what the news media wants you to think. It was because of the tsunami that occurred after the earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
And it did create and cause the problem with the reactor, but it also, wiped out wholesale villages, towns, cities, destroyed people, 15, 20, 25,000, maybe as high as 40,000 people now, the estimates are, depending on who you believe. Died in it, and that all sort of makes sense because this was a major, major natural catastrophe, as Richie has just said. That is the story.
You know,
I had dinner last night with Edgar and his wife and one of the guys that works with me here on the farm, and we were talking about what people know about the earth. And it goes back to Edgar's wife's name is Georgette. She's wonderful. I'm so thankful that I have them here on the farm with me. She's just a wonderful source of help in all kinds of ways. She does a great job with the calves, and we're about to begin a new calving season.
Oh, I want to come up and see the babies.
Hey, come on up. We'll get some pictures on the website.
Yeah.
They're fun.
Anyway, so we were talking about this hysteria. Because, you know, in my business, they are all very focused on – Edgar used to be able to listen to me more in the barn than he does now because the station that used to carry me doesn't now. So he used to listen to all of this stuff, and then he'd come in and he'd say some things. He was saying actually last night, Richie, how it had been a long time even since he talked to you. But the point is that they're educated people. They are very educated people. Georgette called my attention to a couple of books that she's been reading about sort of the history of the planet and the vibrations of the planet and how it is because – and what started this was me saying to Stephen, who was there with us, who doesn't have a lot of knowledge about this. He has a lot of intrinsic strength and he's got a good soul and a good heart. But he doesn't have – he's about at the age – he's in his 40s where all of this stuff sort of stopped being taught. We didn't have – geology. I remember in school, one of my favorite subjects. I don't know, Roberta, you have geology when you were in high school?
Yeah,
you
I did. Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah.
Richie, did you have geology?
A little bit.
But you didn't have a separate one-year course on geology?
No.
No. Jennifer, did you ever take any geology courses?
I took, yes, a geology course and an earthquakes course.
Right.
Whole year?
Yeah, it was a whole semester,
okay,
not
well,
a whole
that's
year.
That's good. All right. Well, you have some working knowledge then about how the planet functions. So when you realize that billions of years ago, what is now Massachusetts, Cape Cod, Maine, New Hampshire, New York,
was underwater?
The East Coast, no, was on the equator.
Yeah.
Was on the equator.
All I can think about right now is that congressman who was in the testified or was asking the commander of the Navy whether there was any danger of Guam tipping over.
What?
The island of Guam tipping over because
tipping
of
over?
Them creating, building more, a larger Navy and Air Force
what?
Base on Guam. Remember
the
this?
Everybody
knows.
So incredible.
Remember
what?
This? It was a congressman.
Oh, my God.
And they were talking about the military operations on the island of Guam.
Yeah.
And all of our listeners in Guam will remember this and they're chuckling. And he was worried and he actually asked one of the Navy guys, whether there was ever any danger of the island of Guam
tipping over.
Right.
Okay, the only people that can make Guam tip over are the ones that do jumping jacks all at once. Everybody knows
that's
that.
That's right. Yeah, that's
Isn't
the kind
Guam
of stuff.
Is Guam the top of a volcano?
Yeah.
It is, yes. Well, no, it's not volcanic.
Yes, it is.
It
yeah,
is.
All those islands
are. What used
yeah.
to be a volcano.
All those,
top of a
all
mountain.
Of those islands in the chain. You go
yeah,
all
well,
along.
But that's what people don't understand.
Yeah.
All islands are the top of a mountain.
Yeah. The top of the volcanic eruptions.
What,
did
it was floating?
Over the surface.
He thought it was floating.
Yeah.
He thought you could swim under the island. So it just goes to prove the point. And this guy got elected to the United States Congress.
He's a congressman.
He's
it's
a
like
congressman.
A frisbee.
Unbelievable.
Well,
look it up on YouTube. Look it up on YouTube. It's hysterical.
Oh, right. My goodness.
So
it's sad.
Yeah,
too.
It really is. So anyway, I mean, this brings me back around to something that Roberta experienced last night. There's a new play on Broadway that's opening up, and it's basically a shot at the Mormon church. At the Mormon church.
My goodness.
It is going to, you'll see reviews of it today, and then they'll be ongoing. Every newspaper, this is going to be so outrageous, and it does, I haven't seen it, but I will come. I'm not much for plays, but Roberta and I will go see it.
I'll go see this again, because it is, they had to stop the show 3-4 times because the audience was laughing so hard.
Really?
It was the final preview last night. Right. Actually, it was a very strange day yesterday because for the
boy, wasn't it? Yesterday was one of the strangest days that have been experienced by us. Wherever the energy is on the planet, man, yesterday was
what
a
happened?
Walloper. Just, it's hard to define. I got to get my friend.
Just anything and everything.
Jay Kumar. Remember, we've had him on, Richie, a couple of times.
Yeah.
Wonderful about. And he's got to come back on and tell us what the heck's going on. Anyway, so Roberta, you were saying.
I was saying, yesterday, I saw two shows actually yesterday.
Did you?
In the afternoon, I saw only the fourth preview show for a new show called Wonderland, based on Alice in Wonderland at the Marquee, which is a huge theater. Great show. It's the next Wicked. It's going to run for a long time. The kids are going to love it. The tourists are going to love it. The blue hair matinee ladies are going to love it. I thought it was a good solid show.
Yeah.
Good solid show. Then at night to see the Book of Mormon. In fact, Angela Lansbury was sitting not too far away from us.
Yeah.
And a lot of the critics were there last night, even though it was the last preview. This show is by the creators of South Park.
Right.
And it's called the Book of Mormon. Mm. And it's about these Mormon missionaries who are sent to Uganda and interact with an African tribe there. It is so blatantly offensive that it's hysterical.
Yeah.
It's just like South Park. It's so blatantly offensive that you can't help laughing. And
like New Yorkers have a tolerance for this. New Yorkers have a very strong tolerance for this sort of thing and an acceptance, but they don't
Broadway
get offended.
And we see the humor in it.
I don't guess that Delta has Salt Lake City as a hub is going to be loading up planes coming to New York. Salt Lake.
I think that there's going to be people coming in from other cities because I doubt the show is going to tour. I can't see how the show can go on tour.
I'm going to be in New York on the 17th and 18th, I believe, or the 18th and 19th of April. Maybe that.
I won't be
nights.
Here. I'll be on in Club Med scuba diving.
All right. Well. Then I'll find somebody else to go with.
What else are you going? Because if you don't get tickets now before the show opens tonight, when the reviews come out, it's going to be a hot ticket.
Okay. You're a hot ticket, Roberta.
Yeah. Let me know. Well,
Speaking about hot tickets, here's another injury. Chalk up another injury for Spider-Man.
Oh, my God. Is it hysterical or what?
Here's this woman whose name is TV Carbio, plays the villain Arachne.
Right, the Spider Queen.
Right. She was hit in the head by a rope during a fight sequence. And then I guess there was a neck injury, et cetera, et cetera.
What happened to the last one?
She replaced the person who was got a concussion.
Who
the same thing happened.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Good God.
The show is a train wreck. It is such a train wreck.
People are going to see it because it's
they expect somebody else to
get
whacked.
Crash, yeah.
Right.
I mean, the suggestion now is they should just bag the whole plane and just have you two and Bono come up and play on stage and just have people flying above them.
19 after on Good Day.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
It's Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Designer suits, buy one, get one free. Take 40% off the Alfani Red Collection. Designer dress shoes are $79.99 to $99.99. Dress shirts and ties now 40% off. And save 30 to 50% on sportswear. Plus, save an extra 20 or 15% with your savings pass. Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Going on now. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
This This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Seven.
It's back to American Idol, not American Idol.
American.
They say American Idol.
American.
American. And so all of the, boys, there are 12 left, Jennifer, right? Isn't that it?
Or is it 11? Okay, 11, I think.
11, 11, yeah. Okay. All right, so they all performed last night, and it was Motown music. They came up with some good Motown stuff. Here's Casey Abrams performing on Idol.
It took me by surprise, I must say, when I found
I love this kid.
Don't you know that I heard it through the
much like this version of the song, though.
All right.
It's different.
I listened to it. He actually gets it.
Does he? All right, let's crank it up, Richie.
Yeah, I'm just about to lose my mind.
I'm looking at this. The judges seem to like his style. I see the word great from one of the judges here. Okay,
listen right here. Listen right here. He's a little weird. He's kind of like a mix
totally
between
weird.
Will Ferrell and
really?
Seth Rogen.
Yeah. Huh.
Looking.
Yeah. Who
but
can
he's
sing.
Awesome.
All right, and so everybody likes Casey.
It's a little weird, yeah.
Here we go. Motown music now from Thea Megia. Is that how you pronounce
Thea
it?
Megia.
Thea Megia. Oh, it's a great song. I like this.
Not bad. Might be one of her best, actually.
Well, but how can you not do well with Motown music? I mean, just the whole idea of having Motown.
You can
music.
Suck at it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is good. Crank it up. Mazda, secretary for Barry Gordy, decided she wanted to sing, and this was the song that made it for her. This is a Holland Dozier Holland song?
I believe it is. But I'm not positive.
No, not either. Thea Megia.
One thing for sure.
Thea Megia.
It was either Holland Dozier Holland, Smokey Robinson,
yeah.
or Marvin Gaye. One of the three of them.
One of them. All right, so Jennifer liked this, and apparently that was enough to hold on to her position there. Jacob Lust.
Oh, he's good, too.
For you, I'm going to do
my best. He was on stage with Steven, apparently.
Stand tall like a tree. I'm done. Anybody that tried to move me. Just to do what's good for you. And
what's this song?
You,
I don't know.
I know you can make a man out of a song that can talk about how we got the
Yeah, okay, I get it now. Yeah. Did you see the 3G part of it?
Nah, I just saw the one guy.
There's Steven Tyler up on stage with him there.
This guy's got the pipe.
Yeah. And the judges loved him.
Especially for Motown.
So they're loving, man. They're loving all of this stuff.
Yeah, it's
time
a
for one more
love fest. There is no Simon.
Although the boy, they're all pretty good, but the boys are so much better this year.
Yeah, all right. Here's Lauren Alena back to perform. Again, how do you go wrong with Motown music?
She sounds good.
It's a good way to get the audience really behind it again, too, right? If it lulled for a week or so, this is a way to bring the audience back. Smart. The producer, whatever that guy's name is that came back, is smart.
You know, smart, the other thing that's smart about them is they use the show and the concept of the show to attract the 13 and 15 and 16-year-olds.
Yep.
Then they use the music to attract the older 40 and 50-somethings.
Yep. That's good thought, Richie. Yeah, that's really, I think that's very accurate. May not have been as entertaining as going to see the Book of Mormon, but it was pretty
good. Right.
But every 14-year-old is thinking this is a brand-new song that this person just wrote.
Right.
They have no clue.
The mother is telling him on her way to school. This is really the story behind that song.
Mm-hmm.
So Stephen and Randy liked Lauren, said she was back. So everybody so far is a winner. We'll try to dig out some more of this stuff as time allows as we continue on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Showtime is removing its newest shows from Netflix Instant Watch Library. Instead, it will run its own video streaming service where you can find past seasons of current shows. Netflix will maintain the right to stream Showtime's canceled shows. In other news, textbook publishers are investing in a company called Inkling that specializes in producing interactive e-textbooks for the iPad. Digital textbook sales have not caught on, but new interactive content and the popularity of the iPad have publishers betting that the numbers will soon change. And finally, a recent survey shows that 9% of U.S. internet users still download illegal content using peer-to-peer file transfers. Most users only download a few songs, and the shutdown of programs like LimeWire has contributed to the decrease. While P2P use is down, illegal streaming of music and movies has skyrocketed. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
It's Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Designer suits, buy one, get one free. Take 40% off the Alfani Red Collection. Designer dress shoes are $79.99 to $99.99. Dress shirts and ties now 40% off. And save 30 to 50% on sportswear. Plus, save an extra 20 or 15% with your savings credits. Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Going on now. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com. And listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793, call 877-747-2793, or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Yeah, I thought we'd escape that. 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. Hello. If you're able to watch the video stream, Richie and me, someday we'll shame Jennifer and Roberta into using some of the that new Lumitone on your eyes so that you'll look like you're...
Send us some.
I need it.
You know, why do I have to send you some? You know, it's a free bottle of the stuff. All you do is call the number.
Do you want me to give you the number? Hold on a minute. Here's the number.
All right, here's the number. Call this number right now. 800-894-3302. Don't do it till after we've done the Queen of Cheap.
But let me tell you something.
Lumitone.
I'm on camera, and yes. I could use some of this stuff.
You sure could.
I got the dark circles
going. How about my eyes look, though, Richie? I'm going to put my...
You got your glasses on. I can't tell.
I just took my glasses off so you can look and see.
No, you look fine.
In my eyes, yeah.
You look fine, but here, look at me.
Yeah no, your eyes are... Oof.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm
terrible.
Looking at the wrong camera.
They look... It doesn't make any difference what angle it is. Yeah. All right, so you check that out at
Camera2.com.
Okay, here is, we're going to do the Queen of Cheap. Jennifer's got the television news. I would like you to describe, everybody likes this. I got good feedback the last time, last month, we were talking about something. I said, use a word to describe, and I forgot even what it was that we were describing. I think it was Charlie Sheen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's the word you would use to describe Elizabeth Taylor? 800-510-8255.
Besides beautiful. Dead, you mean?
One, oh,
yeah,
really Rich.
Yeah.
Ah,
very
first
sensitive.
Thing that popped into my head is that she was beautiful, really
beautiful.
Glamorous.
My word would be vulnerable.
Really?
Yep.
I thought purple she was, eyes. I like
and
that.
I would use another word I would use for her is extraordinary. Grace. I don't want to take them all, though. Let's have people call us with the word. One word to describe Academy Award winning actress Elizabeth Taylor. 800.
And you can't play, Rich.
510. Yeah, Rich, you've been banished after that. Very. That was.
Hitting the obvious.
Terrible.
Yeah. No, Rush says she assumed room temperature.
That's right.
800-510-8255.
So I'm not playing with you guys.
How
today.
Do you think of Elizabeth Taylor? One word. And I guess it depends on your age. I think we point that out in the show story that's at DougStefan.com today. There are a lot of people. It depends on the younger fans and the tabloid creations.
For my generation, she sold perfume. Remember Elizabeth Taylor's white diamond?
Yeah. So at any rate, describing Elizabeth Taylor in one word would
and
be a cool.
And she was Michael Jackson's friend.
Exercise. Mm-hmm. Friend would be the word.
Yeah.
All right. Gentle would be another word. Farosh. Listen.
Advocate.
Yeah. All right. Advocate. Stop it. Let the people call and give us their words. 800-510-8255. We'll weave that in around our visit with the Queen of Cheap, who has been dumpster diving as usual. So Roberta takes us through the not just emotions, but the actuality and all this stuff.
She's
is at the website.
Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, save us some money, Roberta.
Okay, today only, March 24th, you get a free bottle of Suave Professionals. We've mentioned this before, but the day is here. Just want to remind everybody to make sure you go and get your free. These are full bottles. It's the first 200,000 registrants on their Facebook page. Also, don't forget, today is the last day for that 30% off Old Navy coupon. We have it on the website for you. Just go and you can take it to the store, print it out, and get 30% off of everything you buy there. And Old Navy's cheap enough, and then you take 30% off of that. And then if you get the stuff on sale, you know this picture. Okay, at Pilot Travel Centers, we've got coupons for free 20-ounce Mountain Dew.
They are across the country. They are truck stops, but they have good gas. They have good stories, good features,
and
good things
good
there.
And fairly good food, too, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
bad.
The truckers.
Yeah.
You know, we also have a coupon for a free
hey, wait a minute. Hold on a
beverage.
Second. If you stop with a trucker stop to eat, you know you're going to get a good meal. If you see a lot of trucks at a place, that's a good place
exactly
to stop.
What I was saying. Those guys don't eat garbage.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they got to get fueled up and keep going.
Good for you, Roberta. Thank you for figuring that out for us. Thanks.
Kodak Gallery, you can get a free photo magnet. And I think they're also giving you free 50 pictures when you sign up. So that's a really good deal. Let's see, what else we got? Oh, Parents Magazine. This is a fantastic deal.
Yeah.
Barnes & Noble has a one-year subscription for $1. We have the coupon code for you. It's K4MAW9D. You've got to go on the site to
sounds
get
like
that.
The number for an airline reservation.
Yeah, exactly. That's your reservation number.
Right, how magazines stay in business anymore?
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing.
I love
that.
They stay in business from the ads.
And, you know,
and the more readers they have, the more they can charge.
You know what they've done,
Richie?
What the magazine business has done, and a lot of other media, they focused on a particular niche,
right.
A small niche, and they make it valuable.
You have to.
Like CNBC, for example. I think Fox went into the business television business. CNBC had it all to themselves. They only had 340,000 core listeners, and their ad rates are through the roof because it's so targeted. And so Fox takes a shot at that. Now, there are other things, the health and well-being newsletters and magazines. Those are always very good. But then you have the New York Times. This past week, they announced they were going to start charging for content. They have to be suicidal.
They're nuts.
Yeah,
who's
right.
going to pay 20 pay cents an article for that stuff?
What do they have that you can't get somewhere
else?
Except a biased opinion. All right, anyway, Roberta, what else you got?
Okay, a free pouch of Uncle Ben's Ready Rice.
Ready Rice. All right.
Ready Rice.
Good job. Get it all. Listed at DougStephan.com, Queen of Cheap Box, very prominent on the homepage at DougStephan.com. We have lots of information about Elizabeth Taylor there today. There's actually a chock-a-block full of info, not that we don't do that every day. Our video of the day today is a wonderful tribute to Elizabeth Taylor by Paul Newman. We played a little bit earlier. You want the complete video.
Wait, he's dead, too.
That's very good.
So how did he do a thing?
He did it before he died.
Brilliant. I was just wondering.
A word to describe Elizabeth Taylor. Jim, what's your word?
Radiant.
Radiant's a wonderful
good
word.
That's a good one.
Wonderful world. Yeah, that's a good one. Denise, what's your word for Elizabeth Taylor?
Resilient.
Another very good word. Jennifer. Are you in charge? You're the girl.
Okay, hold on. Radiant, resilient. Okay, give me a word that starts with R describing Elizabeth Taylor.
Ready.
Right. What?
All right. Here's Dana. What's your word?
Good morning, Doug. It's horny.
Horny.
Yeah, don't get married that many times unless you like guys. And she wore out two hips. I love the lady. That's a great legend.
How many husbands did she have?
She wore out two hips. That's my favorite line of the day.
That's a good line. All right, Dana. That may be worth extra consideration. You never speak ill of the dead, but I'm not sure that that's ill.
That's not ill.
That's hysterical.
Dwayne in Hibbing, Minnesota. What's your word for Elizabeth Taylor?
I think every time I watched her, even in films or in her personal life, she was so captivating.
Yeah. She was. Those eyes, my God, look in those eyes. You wonder how any man, I mean, that's one of the things, when I look at a woman's eyes, that really does it, and she had it. And you know how she got all of those men. They're all very desirable men. I never did see her and Eddie Fisher together. Eddie Fisher was really used. She used him as a mop. But the rest of them are all, you know, pretty.
How many husbands did she outlive?
Outlive? I don't know.
The only one who's still alive is John Warner, who was the senator. I don't think there are any other husbands that are alive. Oh, no, Fortensky. Fortensky's still around.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, that was a weird one.
That was another.
But
there had to have been only one reason for that.
Yeah. Like the pool boy syndrome.
Bradley, what's the word you have?
Voluptuous.
Voluptuous.
That's a good one.
Yep, that's a very good one. All right, thank you. 800-510-8255. I don't get too stirred up on this, but if you have a word for a descriptive, really powerful word that you'd like to apply to Elizabeth Taylor, help yourself as we continue here. And speaking of helping yourself to info, we have a lot of television. I'm looking at some of the television news here today. And it's important stuff. You know that. We don't focus on anything on this program unless it's absolutely vitally important to your well-being and salvation. All right? So Jennifer's got that. Plus some more calls on words that apply to Elizabeth Taylor here on Good Day, 17 before the hour.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There was 57 channels and another. Have you ever seen Me naked, Richie?
Yeah, he saw you on the toilet, if you remember correctly.
Yeah, that's right. I have a picture of that, actually.
We were just talking off the air about seeing various people naked, like he wanted to know whether Chris Maloney had ever seen Mariska
Doug
Hargitay.
Used to be Chris Maloney's neighbor
next
from
door neighbor.
Law and
yeah.
Order. We were just talking about the Law and Order rerun from last night.
Yeah.
So.
All right. We're talking about Elizabeth Taylor, and we also have television in the focus. Who's going to replace Charlie Sheen? Let's get to that with Jennifer after Kathy gives us her word for Elizabeth Taylor. What's the word, Kathy?
The word is talented.
Good
and if
word.
If you ever get to see a fantastic movie she did called The Elephant Walk, you'll see just how good she was.
Oh.
Yeah. Most of the things, interesting that she was very pensive and the roles were really tough. I mean, there were a lot of emotions. Most of the roles that she played, you think about what, you know, The Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, that sort of thing, Cleopatra, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, those movies, very taxing roles for her.
Now, not just anybody could play those parts.
No.
She was great at it.
No, not at all. All right, my dear, thank you for the call, Kathy.
Thank
Good
you for
to hear
having
from
me.
You. Yes, ma'am. 800-510-8255. Okay, we're in a Charlie free zone. I don't think there's nobody talking about Charlie Sheen. Anyway, they're still talking about his replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And the latest suggestion, Jennifer, is?
Jeremy Piven.
Ooh.
And Jerry O'Connell. Mm. Right? Yeah. We've got two of those. Two new people coming
Piven,
into focus.
Piven. The
Piven
guy who's the producer said
fun.
That Piven doesn't know anything about this yet. However, his name is coming up apparently more frequently than everybody else's, so they're going to try to find, apparently, you know, how does this stuff work? The rep talks to...
Hey, he's ready to work because the final season of Entourage airs this summer, so he'll have time.
I could see him. He's got a pretty strongly acerbic side to him. I think that would work.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me about this Chris Brown on GMA. General,
yeah, it was a big story.
Good Morning America. He breaks a window or some
yeah,
other foolish...
Yeah, he got really upset. Sure. He was being interviewed by Robin Roberts, and he was supposed to be promoting his new album, and she started asking him about
Rihanna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so after the interview, and he performed, he did his song...
What did you say, Richie? He did what?
She sandbagged him.
Totally.
Oh.
Yeah, but he got done performing, he stormed back to his dressing room. He started breaking things inside of his dressing room. Security heard all these loud sounds. They came over. He had smashed a window and just kind of ruined everything.
And he was
walking.
He walked back out on the set without his shirt on.
He went crazy. He has anger issues. That's why.
And then when he left the set and walked outside, the paparazzi got pictures of him without his shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
So what?
So if I'm upset at somebody, I'm thinking the first thing I do is rip my shirt off.
Yeah. Well, that's what men do, though. That's weird.
I don't do that.
Like, right before
if that
lie,
were the case, I'd have a bare chest right now on the screen.
Why do men, though, feel the need, before they get into a fight, to take their shirt off? Is that so that there's, like, no blood splatter?
No, it's so you're showing your muscles.
You're showing your chest muscles.
We're
going to
show you what
chest.
That's how I actually avoid a fight. When someone's mad at me, I just take
right.
off my shirt and go, and show them the girls
at them, yes.
All right,
Brad. Disarms him.
Brad Womack.
And the Bachelor, Brad.
What is this all about? He's going to come back again for how many? Didn't he kind of not tell the truth to the girl? I don't understand all of this. I mean, women love this show. Why in the world they do? This guy is a cur. He's taken advantage. How many women has he screwed around? I mean,
isn't
I guess that's
it amazing
what they like.
That they
he
can make
it,
that they can get such good ratings and make such good money on a show where they have zero viewership from men?
I protested this show because he came, but he was already on once. He had his chance.
Go away. He may come back again.
Yeah, I don't know. You never know, but I doubt it. I don't think he'll be
all
back.
What
he'll
else,
have
Jen,
his
Jen?
All right, so we have to talk about Elizabeth Taylor a little bit in the news. If you want to catch up on her career and remember her and pay tribute, Bio Channel tonight. Mm-hmm. 8 p.m. has a special called Biography Remembers Elizabeth Taylor. And then on Sunday, Fox Movie Channel is doing an all-day marathon featuring Cleopatra and all kinds of stuff. Plus, they're going to do Fox Legacy with Tom Rothman talking about the different details of her career. So that's cool. Also, Ed Harris. Remember him?
Yeah.
I love him. He's a great actor.
Yeah.
He has a new job. He's going to be starring as Senator John McCain in HBO's special Game Change with Julianne Moore, which will be kind of fun. And I think an interesting choice. They look a little bit alike.
Julianne Moore is going to play Sarah Palin.
That she is. Yes.
That's interesting. And S. Epatha Murkison from Law and Order is in a new A new medical pilot for CBS with Patrick Wilson. I don't know who he is. Who's he?
I don't know. Somebody.
She's solid.
She's very solid. All right, 51 after.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, hosted in part by Tom Kreitler, who, along with Leslie Segretti, every weekend managed to help you through the days and nights. Springtime is upon us. People want to get out. They want. No matter how old you are, there's something about this time of year that gets people really turned on. Want to fiddle around
with
things at home. And so we have enough people listening. Here's Lisa, who listens on WBNJ in northern New Jersey, who writes, "I bought some heavy-duty plastic garbage bags this past December. Since then, either squirrels have managed to chew several holes in the tops," and I guess what she's wondering is whether or not there's a product that squirrels can't chew.
Yeah,
it's called steel buckets.
Stop the squirrels from chewing her garbage cans.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's a problem, but the only way to solve this is, as you said, Doug, to A, get steel garbage cans, or B, you can separate your food waste from your regular waste. If you don't put the food waste in those plastic cans, the squirrels will not attack it. They smell the food. They're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been a long, cold winter, they want to get chewing, and they're going to go through anything they can to get there. And unfortunately, those cans just can't stand up to those gnawing teeth that the squirrel have, and they will go right through it. So separate the food waste or get metal cans, Lisa.
I have in the back of the barn, I have four big old grain bins, and we put corn seed every year at the end of the. I always have more than I need,
right?
And regular forage seed, timothy, hay, alfalfa, that kind of stuff. I put them in these lockers and close them down, and they're supposed to be tightened up. We even put some duct tape around the corners.
Oh well, you put duct tape in, that's
well,
like a lock,
those,
man.
These squirrels and chipmunks, man. I went out there yesterday to take an inventory of what we need to get for corn seed.
There was a fat squirrel sitting on the lid.
And there's these that gnawed through the wood. They gnawed through the duct tape to get in there. I want to kill them. Anyway, all right. So next up, it's just me venting a little.
All right.
Charlotte in Maryland says she has an older roof.
Mm-hmm.
That's too bad. You may want to divorce that roof and get a younger one, Charlotte. She says her roof is starting to leak, but I don't have the cash to re-roof the entire house. Are there any less costly ways to stop leaks and buy time?
You know, a lot of folks think that when you get a leak, you have to re-roof, but that's just not the case.
The roofers will tell you that.
Yeah, the roofers, of course, will agree completely with that statement. But the truth is that most roofs will leak right where there's an intersection, so where there's a flashing point. So let's say, for example,
chimneys.
I often get chimneys, right? Yeah. I often get calls where people say, I have a leak, and it's in my bathroom ceiling. Well, where do you think that's coming from? It's coming from the vent pipe that goes right from the bathroom up through the roof.
Yep.
So if you can identify the source of that leak, Charlotte, you absolutely can repair it and buy yourself some time. And you say it's an older roof. Let's assume it's asphalt shingles. You know, what's an old asphalt shingle roof? 20 years plus.
Yeah.
If it's, a lot of folks think 10 years is old with asphalt roofs. It's not. 20 years plus, anything else absolutely can be repaired.
Well, you got those, you have lead around those things. By the way, why do you need to have a vent? Explain quickly, if you will, why does the toilet need a vent?
Because you're draining water down, so you'll have to let air in the pipes to replace that. Otherwise, you get the gurgling, and you won't get the flow.
The pipe's open, though. Where in the rain and elements and stuff does the water go when it goes into
your
pipe?
Where does it go? It goes back into your draining system, same place as your toilet water goes.
Ah.
It's open, so it doesn't matter if water gets in. It's just going to flow down and out.
Uh-huh.
That's why it doesn't have to be topped.
Aren't you glad he's here? You didn't know that, did you? You didn't know why you had that pipe in the first place.
Yeah, I'm sure they were talking about that over breakfast today.
It's to get rid of the odor. I remember one person telling me, oh, it's would stink in
the
bathroom.
Well, it does. It vents the gases out, but it also replaces the air.
I don't know about
pipe.
You, Tom, but I don't have gas.
Okay.
Bill in Illinois. I think maybe the other day, when Jennifer was listening too closely to me, she might want to disprove that. Anyway, here's this guy who...
I wasn't listening that closely. That was a loud one.
You won't get this on the Amber Show. He's got lots of gas, but you won't hear it. I want to put a new doorway through a wall on the first floor. However,
dug over to your house.
There are 2 6-inch forced air ducts going to the second floor bedrooms in the... Wait, can I add elbows to these to steer them around the new doorway? Bill wants to know that.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, when you put a 90-degree turn in a duct, that's equivalent to adding 20 feet of straight duct run. So basically, you're adding some resistance to that. So can you do that? It depends on how close it is to the actual blower. You may be okay, but if it's already a weak flow of air through that, then that could be a problem. Yeah. One 90-degree turn, same as 20 feet of straight run.
It is.
Yeah.
One 90-degree turn... The same as 20 feet
of straight duct.
Straight duct.
In terms of its resistance.
I didn't realize that at all.
So if you put two
times... What happens if you oil or put a little grease on the side of it?
Well, I'm sure that it cuts it way down.
Inside, cut it down. All right, folks, aren't you happy to have had the experience here? Tom Kreitler. Check out his website, themoneypit.com, and call that number, 800-MONEYPIT, anytime to ask questions. You'll get answers. Tom and Doug on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.